I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It gives me a great joy today to make a brief announcement on the next plan that we have in our webcast through our website, YouTube, and different kinds of social media platforms, and through Evangelical in Moa TV. In the next 40 days, starting from tomorrow up to September 10, we're going to take some kind of spiritual retreat in preparation for the next new year or new season in the life, mission, and ministry of our life. And I'm inviting people from all walks of life, from every corner of the world, to join us in this prayer venture. And the main text or the main theme that we are going to be anchored on during this season of prayer and fasting comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 2, starting from verse 19, 20, and 21. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. So the main theme for our prayer is built to grow. We are built to grow. And the first part of the prayer talks about the foundation on which we are anchored. And our foundation is the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And we have a foundation, and we are built. We are unshakable. We are found in a season where everything is being shaken. Human, sociological, political, social structures are being shaken globally because of COVID-19 pandemic and everything that comes as an aftermath or as a result of that pandemic. People are going through so much turmoil in their life. Over 20 million people have become jobless in the United States. And there are so much turmoil going on throughout the world. And there is so much pain and confusion around the world, including Ethiopia. So due to all of those changes, all of those transitions, all of those turmoil and pain that's going in the world, with sickness, political upheavals, change, human life uncertainties, people having difficulty making decisions about schools, about their health, about their job, about their finances, about their faith, about their churches. There are so much uncertainty in the air. So what are we supposed to do at this time? We have to find a solid foundation to stand on. And finding a solid foundation comes when we are calm, collected, centered, and anchored on the eternal promise of the Word of God. And the name for that Word of God in the New Testament is the foundation of the prophets, which is the Old Testament, and the apostles, which is the New Testament. In complete, the Bible. For us to be anchored on the everlasting and ever-living, unchanging promise of God, as it is clearly stated in the Word of God. So during this 40 days of prayer journey, we are going to be anchored on the Word of God. So there will be daily devotion in three languages. I will interchange. I'm not going to use three languages in one day, but every day I'm going to use a different language, Amharic, Afano Oromo, and English. And then I'm going to alternate between the three languages during this coming 40 days. And my message is going to be, the first part is on the 12 patriarchs, the 12 sons of Jacob, the promise of God over the nation of Israel. And the second is the 16 prophets, starting from the prophet Isaiah all the way to the prophet Malachi. And the third is the word of God spoken through and over the 12 apostles, the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. So altogether, it's going to be 40 lessons. I'm not going to have an in-depth analysis or historical, theological, systematic presentation. But this is going to be more a devotional approach to the Word of God. But it will help us to be anchored on the foundation of the Word of God. And that is going to help us globally, nationally, and wherever we are, to find a solid foundation to stand on. That solid foundation is going to give us a place to stand on. And then once we are anchored on that foundation, it says on verse 20, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone, in him the whole structure is joined together and grows into the holy temple. You know, once we are anchored on the teaching and the promises and the word of God spoken through the prophets and the apostles, the next step is to find the cornerstone, which is we are going to be joined to Christ. So this is going to be a Christ-centered prayer approach. God is not going to move heavens and earth because of our prayer. God is not going to do or change things because of our prayer, but because of Christ. So in this prayer, we are finding a foundation of our life, which is Christ Jesus, because the whole scripture, the prophets and the apostles, their message is one and only one. And that message is the message of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So we're going to be anchored on Jesus Christ, the solid foundation. And once we are anchored and established on that foundation, the Bible says we are built to grow. We're going to grow. Yes, a lot of factors and features and characters and reports that we hear from all over the world tells us the next season is very difficult. Very, very difficult. It's not a season of growth, but it is a season of recovery, restoration, renewal, coming out of death, coming out of darkness, coming out of despair, coming out of sickness, coming out of the depths of hopelessness and darkness. But the Bible says the next season, once we are anchored in Jesus Christ, is only a season of growth. So we are built to grow. So anchored and established on the promise of God, as stated in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. So the next year, the year 2021, I call it a year of growth. A year of 2020 was a year of finding our foundation, unshakable foundation, unmovable foundation, a foundation on which we are anchored, a foundation called Christ Jesus. He died and rose again for us. Everything else will pass. Everything else will grow old. Everything else will change. Everything else will be deconstructed and vanish away. The only thing that is anchored and stands forever and ever and ever and ever is the promise of God given to us in the book of the Bible. So my dear brothers and sisters, friends from all around the world, following me on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and social media and Instagram and on television, I beg you and I ask you, I urge you and I encourage you to join me in this prayer journey. During this prayer journey, all I ask you to do is find a quiet moment every day for the next 40 days. A moment where you will hear devotional that we are releasing, or where you do your own devotion in one way or the other, where you stay anchored in the Word of God, established in the Word of God, in the promise of God. Find a solid foundation to stand on. All foundations are being shaken now. Governments, policies, congresses, senates, parliaments, military systems, everything around the world, media, business, education, health system, everything is being shaken. Everything is changing. Everything is in turmoil, in commotion, and in the process of giving birth to something new, which is unknown to all of us. But in the middle of this change, there is one thing that will never change. In the middle of this transition, there is one thing that will never transition, anchored permanently and eternally. And that is the promise of the Word of God, the person of Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. And on that cornerstone, we are built. On that cornerstone, we are joined. On that cornerstone, we are established. On that cornerstone, we are firmly standing. In these days where people are worried about their retirement, about their health, about their marriage, about their job, about their family, about their children, about their nations, about their families, about their friends and relatives, there are so much that concerns us, that pulls us to the left or to the right or to the back or to the front or to this side, to that side. We are pulled. We are torn apart. We are fragmented. We are completely deconstructed and confused in our life. That's why God is calling us back into a retreat, into a quiet place, into a relationship with his divine person. And when we have that relationship with him, my dear brothers and sisters, that gives us a solid foundation. I do a lot of flights around the world. I used to do, but now we are in quarantine. And for the last 30 years, I've been flying around the world, and I have been on the air so much. And during all those flights, I've never gotten used to turbulence. And whenever the airplane starts to shake and wobble, I always get concerned. And the only thing that I look for is, Lord, when are you going to give us just a smooth flight or a foundation on which we can land? My dear friends, that's where we are. We are moving in that turbulent situation. Our plane, our train, our cars, our life, our house, our faith, our reasoning, our systems are being tested. Things are being shaken, wobbling. We don't know what's going to happen next. Election is going to happen in the United States, election in Ethiopia. Lots of change, election in the Middle East, and people are just going through all kinds of turmoils in terms of economic system and job. And the coronavirus is rising up all over again, in and out, and so many things are happening. During all these seasons, during all these moments, one thing that we have to notice in our life, if there is something that will never change, that is the promise of the Word of God. I enjoy that. I love that. We want that foundation. We want that firm, solid, strong foundation to stand on. And on that foundation, we are anchored. Oh, how I rejoice. The truth about Jesus will never change. The honest truth about the person of Jesus, the work of Jesus, the eternal promise of Jesus will never change. He's not going to tell you, I have changed. I have a new plan. I have a new direction. I have a new kingdom. I have a new rule. I have a new church. He's not going to tell you something new has come. He's going to say, welcome home. Everything is as it is. Come home. Your eternal home, your eternal promise of Jesus. And when you come home and when you're anchored and established on him, all you do is now grow, 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 grow. I listened to John Maxwell. He's one of my great teachers in life. I read his books and listen to his lectures. And John Maxwell, every time he starts, he just takes a cup of water and sips it and he says, oh, today we're going to grow, 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 grow. We're going to grow. Yes, we are going to grow. We are built and anchored, established and founded on the Word of God so that we can grow. The next season is a season of growth. It's a season of development. It's a season of progress. It's a season of promotion. It is a season of favor. It is a season of growing. Because that is what Christ has promised us. And that is what the Bible promises us. Once you are joined and fixed and attached to the cornerstone, who is Christ Jesus, the next season is a season of growing in Him, through Him, and for His glory. So with this message, I would like to invite you. Tomorrow is the 2nd of August. And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., I'm going to have a message in the Oromo language, and in the afternoon at 2 p.m. in Amharic. And then on Monday in English, and then I continue alternating between the three languages. And during this season of 40 days and 40 nights, we will be praying. I will be praying for all of you, and I ask you to pray. And at this moment, my students from Leadstar Theological College, particularly from the Middle East and all over Europe and China, will join me as prayer warriors starting from tomorrow. And then during this season, I'm going to post a phone number or a connection for Zoom. And anyone who wants to join Zoom, you can join us through Zoom, or you can join us through Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or television. But we will continue to telecast and to webcast and to broadcast all of our messages. 40 days of prayer and fasting. There is no doubt. The victory is already declared. The victory is already given to us. Jesus has done it all. We're not praying to win His favor or to get His grace. We are praying because we are favored, because we are graced, because we are saved, because we're blessed, because we are victorious. He has done it all. He has completed it all. We are adjoined to a victorious King. But at this time, we're praying to be centered, to be anchored, to be built, and to grow in Christ Jesus. With this, I leave you, and I wish you all a very, very blessed weekend. And I ask you to join us in prayer and fasting. Share this message with as many people as you can. Invite people. When I say fasting and praying, different people can do different kinds of fasting. Some of you will fast food. Some of you will fast social media. Some of you will fast sweets. But if you ask me, I will fast no food, no drink until late in the afternoon, until we finish all our teachings and prayer the whole day, from sunrise all the to late afternoon or to sunset, and then we eat something as a fellowship to break our fast, and then we continue. And that way we will be anchored in the Word of God. We will weaken the flesh, and we will strengthen the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God in us. And we will continue to fellowship with Jesus and to preach the gospel, to invite millions, millions into fellowship with the Holy Spirit and with the risen Christ. Thank you so much for listening and for joining us in the next season of prayer. May God bless you, and I wish you all the best. And all of you, I wish you the best weekend and the best prayer season. We are victorious. It is going to be an exciting journey in the next season of prayer. And I invite you all to join me in this season of prayer. And next week, we're going to have a great, great convocation with the North American Lutheran Church. And I'll be preaching Saturday morning, a week from today. Saturday afternoon, a week from today. I think it's going to be August 7th or August 8th. And we start our convocation on Friday, and it will end on Saturday. Another exciting, exciting event coming up. And then in October, I think it's in October, with LCMC, Lutheran Churches in Mission for Christ. I'll also be speaking on the online convocation. It's going to be exciting moment, exciting season, exciting transition. God is taking us to the ends of the world. God is taking us to the next chapter, to the next move. But let's join in prayer. Let's be anchored in Christ Jesus as our foundation. And let's grow in Christ Jesus and for His glory. I wish you all the best. If you can go to church tomorrow or follow your church streaming tomorrow online, and if you can hear Afan Oromo, I will be coming back exactly at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning for a live streaming so that we can invite the whole world, especially Afan Oromo speakers from around the world, to join us in the prayer journey. Tomorrow, we start our prayer event. In the name of Jesus, from a beautiful, beautiful Peachtree City, I wish you all the best. God bless you. And victory belongs to those who believe in Christ Jesus. Victory belongs because we worship and we follow a victorious God. Don't listen to situation. Don't listen to bad news. Don't succumb and surrender to defeat and to despair and to hopelessness. Always stand firm. Jesus is victorious, and evil and Satan is already defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a blessed weekend in Christ Jesus. Bye-bye.